Khaled Omar Yusuf is a prominent member of the Forces for Freedom and Change Coalition. He says at a meeting Thursday, the groups that signed the framework agreement with the government resolved to immediately begin discussions aimed at reaching a final political agreement with the military.
The meeting resolved to launch the final political process on January 8, which will begin with a roadmap conference to renew the process of dismantling al-Bashir's elements. The conference will then follow by discussions on the remaining four issues in accordance with the framework agreement among the signatories and the trilateral mechanism.
On December 5th, several Sudanese political forces and the military agreed on a framework to pave a way for formation of a civilian-led transition government. Some of the civilian groups that signed the framework agreement met Thursday to begin discussing ways to address key issues in the agreement. The issues include the Juba Peace Agreement, security reforms, Eastern Sudan's plight, and transitional justice. After Thursday's meeting, Yusuf told journalists the gathering renewed the commitment of all signatories to fully implement the agreement. He called on the non-signatory forces to join the process of resolving the political deadlock in the country and restoring the democratic transition in Sudan.
The final phase of the political process shall witness a recommitment from all the signatories and will ensure an exclusive process from all the stakeholders. It shall initiate a comprehensive action towards issues that secure a path of sustainable democratic transformation in Sudan.
Ali Askori is the chairman of the Democratic Alliance for Social Justice, one of the groups that rejected the framework agreement. Speaking Thursday night on Al Hadas TV channel, he was skeptical about the seriousness of the signatories to the agreement. He accuses some foreign forces of imposing the agreement, which he says interferes with the Sudan's sovereignty. Askori did not name any specific foreign nations or organizations in his comment. The agreement was reached after mediation efforts by the United Nations, the African Union, and the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, or IGAD. He says Sudanese problems should be resolved only by Sudanese themselves.
The framework agreement has a clear interference with the judiciary, Sudan armed forces, intelligence, and the police, among others. These institutions form the basic elements of any state. And as the Sudanese people, we reject any interference of any outsider into our sovereign institutions.
The framework signatories stress the importance of international and regional support for the political process and call to activate coordination mechanisms with the international community in the next stage to achieve the final political agreement. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum.